Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Yep. You're not wrong. You are absolutely correct. You're right here at GQ Palace Radio on the Mayor's in the Building, Tuesday Night Vibe, man, on the sports tip. What's going on, party people? Tonight we're trying to make it a little happen for the ladies tonight. This is the second annual Ladies Call In and Ask Whatever You Want show. You know what I mean? Last year was a rousing success. You just call in and ask any question that you want in regards pertaining to sports or whatever, because, you know, it's like an icebreaker when you're out at these events and these parties or whatever. You know what I mean? Females be like, I don't know nothing about sports or whatever. Just some little icebreakers, whatever, to get you over that hump. You know, there's some females out there that know sports or whatever. We invite you to call in, too. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. My name is the Mayor, man. You know what I mean? It goes down hard body karate. Shout out to my man Rich behind the boards and all that, Miss Lavina on the scene. Miss Lavina, give yourself a shout out. It's about to be on and popping. You know, I do what I can, you know what I'm saying? But word up, shout out to the whole GQ Palace situation, man. Everybody's doing their thing, rocking out, man. But it's Tuesday night now, so we're going to focus in on the sports tip and do what we do. I'm expecting to hear from my man Ziggy from Michigan tonight. His Detroit Tigers just went down to the Boston Red Sox like about 15 minutes ago. That game ended. Red Sox won, Tigers nothing. So the Boston Red Sox lead the American League Championship Series 2-1. Great game. I'm one of those that, you know, will sit and watch a 1-0 game because I'm a baseball dude. You know what I'm saying? I'll sit and watch a 1-0 game. But it was a very good game. Justin Verlander pitched, you know, did what he was supposed to do, but the bats, the Detroit bats, didn't show up. You know, this series is going to go, you know, probably 6 or 7 games. I had Boston in 6. You know, so I think that their bats that they got, I said that when the season started, they got the right type of bats for them. I didn't think that they would win the division and win 90-some-odd games, but they had a great year, you know what I mean, and put last year behind them. So, yeah, once again, Boston Red Sox won, Detroit Tigers nothing. Game 3 of the American League Championship Series, the Red Sox lead the series 2-1. Just getting underway out in Los Angeles, Game 4 of the National League Championship Series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Cardinals lead that series 2-1. The Cardinals had a little issue with the kid Yasiel Puig from the Dodgers for, you know him being excited and showing a little passion about playing the game. He got a big hit in the game. And some of the St. Louis Cardinals were upset, saying that, you know, you don't treat the game that way, you don't show up anybody. I don't think he was showing up anybody at all. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, if you don't want him to get a hit, stop him, strike him out. You know what I mean? Shut that down real quick, you know, because, you know, you're not supposed to be, it's not a game played by robots, man. It's emotion in the game. Yeah, he played in Cuba. Well, they get it in. It's party time every night, you know what I mean? And they really, really show their passion for the game. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Because when you strike out somebody in a big situation, you do the fist pump or whatever, you know what I mean? So it goes the same way. If you get a big hit off of somebody, just because he's a rookie, that means he's not, you know, supposed to be happy that he got a big hit in a big situation. And a person that's been in the league 10 years can do that with nobody saying a word. I don't think that that's fair, and I don't think that that's right at all. But anyway, again, the Dodgers and the Cardinals about to get it in game 4 out in Los Angeles. Shout out to Magic Johnson, man. You know what I mean? He stepped down from ESPN doing the basketball thing because of his other commitments with the Dodgers and all that. And I don't blame him, man. You know what I mean? You know, he's spreading himself real thin. I think that he could have served in a capacity maybe as the host. You know what I mean? Because shout out to Jalen Rose. No disrespect to Jalen Rose. You know what I mean? And Bill Simmons and Michael, my man from PTI and all that. His name escapes me right now. So he really don't be saying nothing important. But yeah, Magic. I think he should have. You know, he could have stayed on as the host. But again, he's got other things that he's got to worry about. You know what I mean? So he did his thing for a number of years on ESPN on that show. And you know, shout out to him. But I think if they put Stephen A. Smith in that spot, you know, I think that that definitely would give it some energy. You know what I mean? And he's definitely that right person that could slide right in there and you know, keep the show rocking. He's definitely in tune with what's going on as far as the NBA is concerned. And speaking of the NBA, we got our NBA preview show popping next week. We're going to do the East Conference next week, October 22nd. And then open tonight, October 29th, we're going to do the West Conference while the games are popping off. So we're going to do it live and direct or after further review. TG Palace is in the building, man. This is the mayor in the house, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics to dial and get that sports conversation in. NFL, man, over the weekend, man. You know, Thursday night, the Giants, you know, still couldn't make nothing happen for themselves. They haven't won a game yet. And, you know, they start to look like the Giants from way back in the days. I thought they got out of that situation. But maybe, you know, some people saying that Eli's peaked. I don't think he's peaked. I just think that they're having some bad luck. And, you know, they're going to win, you know, some games, but they just won't win all their games. Little score rundown. Chicago Bears 27, New York Giants 21. Patriots over the Saints 30-27. 49ers over the Arizona Cardinals, 32-20. Denver Broncos, 35. Jacksonville Jaguars, 19. Seattle Seahawks, 20. Tennessee Titans, 13. Cincinnati, 27. Buffalo, 24 in overtime. Detroit Lions, 31. Cleveland Browns, 17. Kansas City Chiefs, 24. Oakland Raiders, 7. Carolina Panthers, 35. Minnesota Vikings, 10. Pittsburgh Steelers, 19. New York Jets, 6. Philadelphia Eagles, 31. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 20. You happy, T? Green Bay Packers, 19. Baltimore Ravens, 17. St. Louis Rams, 38. Houston, 13. Sunday night game, Dallas, 31. Washington, 16. And last night, San Diego Chargers, 19 over the Indianapolis Colts, 9. I picked Indianapolis to go to the Super Bowl. I think that, still in all, you know, Andrew Luck is going to, you know, win some games. He's going to lose some games. You know, they just, you know, they weren't on the field. San Diego did what they were supposed to do. Phillip Rivers, you know, he had one of those games where, you know, you didn't see that coming. You know, their offense kept, you know, Indianapolis off the field, and you can't score if you're not on the field. Shout out to Reggie Wayne, you know what I mean? He made his 1,000th catch in the game last night. Shout out to him. Yeah, I think Indianapolis can, you know, do what they need to do. Ahmad Bradshaw not playing is a big loss for them, you know, because Trent Richardson is not, you know, doing what he's supposed to do. Maybe he needs some more time to learn the offense. But, Ahmad Bradshaw is a big loss for Indianapolis at this point. But I was impressed by what New England did against New Orleans. You know, Tom Brady, you know what I mean? He pulled the Eli Manning on him, you know what I mean? And did his thing. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't know what to say about them. We just, you know, we let Nick Foles make us look real bad again. You know what I mean? He did it to us last year. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that my team needs a overhaul at this point. You know, I think if Raheem would have been coaching at this point, Raheem Morris would have been fired. So what are you waiting for? You know what I mean? Graciano was the wrong person for the job. I didn't like him when they first, you know, mentioned him as a candidate for the job for Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because I was still mad that they let Raheem Morris go. So you get what you pay for. So this is what we got. We got rid of Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman's a Viking now. Mike Glennon, you know, I would hope that he would, you know, step his game up now that he's got the position. But I think that we'll be looking for a quarterback come draft time. The New York Jets, they're having a nice season. They're 3-3 right now. They're having a nice season. Shout out to the Jets and the Jets fans. You know, they're doing what they got to do. They just signed Josh Cribbs. I think that'll be a nice move for them. Another outlet for Geno, and he's a return man, dangerous return man too. So I just think Josh Cribbs needed a situation, and he's with the Jets now. You know, I got to do it. Shout out to the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Shout out to Slate. Shout out to Kia. Shout out to the Steelers fans, man. You got rid of your ego, man. You know what I mean? Came at the expense of the Jets, but still a win is a win is a win. You know, actually, you know, that's the kind of game that you got to, you know, grind out and win, and maybe it could be the start of something. But, you know, you did what you had to do, and you got off the schneid. My Buccaneers, we're still waiting for our first win, along with Jacksonville, you know, along with the Giants. You know, shout out to the Giants fans. Lee, I see you. You know what I mean? I can't even begin to explain what's going on with the Giants with 106 point differential, which means basically that the teams that they played scored 100 points more than them. You know, the Giants are giving up like 35, 40 points a game. Eli with the interceptions, some of them are bad luck, some of them are his fault. That's the bell. You know what it is. It's our first call of the evening. Who we got on the line? Shout out to Angie. Ho, we got another tie on the line. Angie's good. What's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Thanks for calling in. Shay, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. It's ladies' night, Shay. So hold on, my G. I got you. So I'm going to let the ladies speak. Angie, what's happening?
Good evening. Good evening. What's good? What's good, Mayor?
It's you and your Cowboys. That's what's good.
Yeah. I'm impressed with us right now, you know.
It's you and your Cowboys right now, you know. 3-3, holding it down, first place, you know. Nice 500 record and all that, you know what I mean?
We'll
but,
take that little 500,
yeah,
know,
first place,
okay?
is first place, right? You know what I mean? You can't be mad at it. You got a big one coming up, though. You got a big one coming up. You got the Eagles.
Hey, we do. We have big games coming up, and we can't lose the focus, just, you know, because we have a 500 record. You know,
yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's all good. I picked the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
I think that, you know, the Cowboys have the team to do it. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna break your heart, but they're gonna win some games. I think the Cowboys are good. And just real talk. Shay, what's good, my G?
You just broke my heart saying that, man.
Shay, what's good, my dude?
What's up, man?
And what's happening, man? What happened to the Tigers, man? Before we get into your Patriots, we're going to touch on your Patriots, but just a quick word about the Tigers right quick, man.
What they say, man? Bless you, boy.
Yeah.
Bless you, boy.
And Shay, I was watching it. It was all set up for them, man. They had the heart of their lineup coming up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They had the heart of their lineup, and that dude that was pitching for Detroit, the Japanese guy, he wasn't scared, and he did his numbers, you know what I mean? And it was all set up, and I was prepared for somebody to get, you know, Martinez got on. I was like, okay, it's all set up. Now you got Cabrera coming up, you got Fielder coming up, and both of them struck out.
Yep. Oh, everything. Yeah, man.
So,
what the inning before, they had somebody on first and third.
And no offense, they hit to a double play, right?
Yeah, what can you?
And Verlander, I'm not taking nothing away from Justin Verlander. He pitched a great game, and again, like you said, they say earlier, man, they don't score any runs for him, but that's no excuse, man.
Right.
Somebody's
right.
Got to step up in that lineup. Peralta got a hit. Victor Martinez got hits. So you know what I mean. And
right.
And the Austin Jackson situation, we already know what it is with him. He's not going to get on base. No, he's gonna strike out.
Yeah.
But your lineup, you got enough bats in that lineup, man, to not even worry. Austin Jackson is not; it shouldn't even be a problem. All those power bats you got the triple crown, dude.
Yeah.
You got $123 million at first base.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So again, you know, the series. What did I do?
I said, and he can't even hit the damn bomb.
Nah, he can't hit it at all, man. He can't hit it at all. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a long series, though. The series is not over. I just think that again, that you know, the Red Sox need to be in the driver's seat. You know what I'm saying, Shay? They need to be ahead in the series, and that's exactly what they got. They could pitch, too. You know what I mean? Because they talked about what the Tigers pitching was doing to the Red Sox, and I have enough respect to the Tigers because they did their numbers. There was no hitting the Red Sox all over the place, but the Red Sox got the hit that they needed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So again, you know, I'm looking forward to a good series, man. I hope you got your DVR set, man, for the 30 for 30. Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard. We're going to touch on that a little while later, my dude. We're going to touch on that. But
definitely record that.
No doubt, man. That's off the hook. I'm definitely going to watch it after the show. But, yeah, we're here, man, live and direct, man, after further review. We got the ladies' show popping. So, Angie, we appreciate you calling and all that. Is there anything that you, any particular that you want to know? Or I know you know stuff, you know what I mean? But just anything in particular.
I know a little bit. I know everything. I try to sit back and listen to you guys talk, you know what I'm saying? Brush up on, you know what I'm saying, sports a little bit. I do watch sports. You know,
okay, no doubt. That's what it
that
is.
I don't know. But, you know, I know good talent when I see it, you know. And I just want to shout that New England and the Saints game.
That was a good game right there. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was two head to head good quarterbacks. You know, Drew Brees is definitely the truth. I'm digging him, very young, you know, still have a lot of time ahead of him, you know, going up against a veteran, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. And definitely, you know, Tom Brady, you know, people say, you know, you got people off the street that he's throwing to, which may be true. You know what I mean? But he has to keep going back to them to build their confidence and let them know that, hey, just because you might have dropped the pass here or whatever, I still got you, and they came through in the end.
Right.
I got you, Shay. We're gonna get into that. We got Ziggy on the line.
Mayor,
Ziggy, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, fam. What's good?
Real quick, Mayor, I'm gonna sign off, okay, because I got to run, okay?
Okay, Angie. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
All right.
Thank you.
Shout out. Peace.
Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Going on.
What's up, Tia?
Hey, Kia, we gotta have a moment of silence, a quick moment of silence for Ziggy and his Detroit Tigers. Just for game, please.
I don't think
we're
all the time. I'm
gonna
have a moment of silence for them.
Ziggy, what do you say for yourself, sir?
I
feel like walking out in traffic.
We see that already. So Ziggy, you got your perfect situation. You got a man on base, bottom of the ninth. Your two big bats coming up. What happened? In your own words.
Hey, you heard me say it before. The bat. I said if our downfall was gonna be our bats. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Boston was better than us today.
Yeah, man.
And Jackson need to be going down. He need to go down to the eighth spot. Cause he is no good. He's been like this for the last 3 months. And I watched him day in and day out. Him, Fielder. Oh my goodness.
Fielder ain't doing nothing for y'all, Zig.
He been doing that all year. I've been complaining about him all year.
He ain't justify that 123, man, not at all. And that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was supposed to be that anchor right there, you know what I mean? And now we're talking about him in the sense of what he was supposed to do. You know what I mean? We was giving Prince the benefit of the doubt, you know what I mean? But now this is the time when you have to show up, and he's not showing up at all, man. You know, and so now you got to talk about it. Did the end justify the means? That $123 million look like a waste of money right now, fam. And I'm just going to keep it real with
you. Do you remember me telling you a while back that B-Mart needed to be at the fourth spot, and Fielder needed to drop down one? That B-Mart hit behind Miggy. I just said it several times because he don't do enough. Fielder do not do enough. Granted, he got 25 home runs, which is still not enough for him. and he got over 100 RBI.
He's supposed to be hitting like 40 home runs.
He's supposed to be hitting like 40, 45.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but again, you know, it's certain players in certain situations they come through. Look at a dude like, let me go like this, Shay and Ziggy and Kia. Let me spit it to you like this. Look at a dude like Carlos Beltran. You know, from St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? He'll have his day. He'll do his numbers. But in the postseason, he shows up, yo.
Hey, I'm still down.
Even though, what you say, Kia?
What he down, like 1 for 18?
Yeah, he's batting 1 for 18 now, but he has shown up in the playoffs. Yeah, he struck out. He struck out looking in Game 7 against the Cardinals when he was playing for the Mets.
Yeah.
But I would rather have Carlos Beltran on my team.
Yeah,
in the
that's
postseason.
What I was saying. That's what somebody was talking about last night.
Give me Carlos Beltran any day of the week.
Yeah.
And Carlos Beltran will throw you out.
Hey,
okay, so I'll take Carlos Beltran. But, go ahead.
Oh, not to change the subject, though, but the name you was looking for, Michael Wilbon.
Michael Wilbon. He still don't know what he's talking. His name escaped me because I'm looking at this 30 for 30 right now. I've got my attention divided, man. We in the building, man. 646-200-3838. You got the mayor in the house. I got Key in the building with me, man. I got my man Ziggy in the house. I got Shay in the building with me. It's the ladies show, man. Call in, ask a question. If not, hold your peace. Listen in, learn something. Ask the first reviewers in your ear right now. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the show, man. I see you too, man. You know, first one to get in on the conversation. We love to have you. So Shay, man, your Patriots came through. So you want to, you know, toot your horn, man. It's the time right here. You got the floor. Your Patriots did what they were supposed to do. So you want to speak on your team?
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? Got to speak on Tommy Two-Step. You know?
Hold on, Kia, let him speak. Let him speak because I'm going to give you your moment in a minute. 1 second. Let him speak. Go ahead.
You can't never count Tommy Two-Step out. This is what he do. He got 39 of them. You don't keep giving him the ball back. Keep giving him the ball back. They was asking for that. I don't know what Sean Payton was thinking. He was asking for that. You know what I mean? You don't do him like that. That's lightweight disrespectful.
Not like New Orleans secondary was ever the greatest either. But I know what you're saying.
Right.
Not like the Saints secondary was the best or ever has been. But I got you. I hear what you're saying. Not taking nothing away because he did it. He came right down the field and he did what they were supposed to do, man. You know what I mean? But I mean, as far as do you think that maybe you know people were saying as far as what Peyton was doing towards the end of the game, the play calling and things of that nature, was it playing to New England's advantage, setting them up to come make that comeback at the end?
Maybe not. You know, I just think at the end of the day, I think we wanted it more than the Saints wanted it. They was over there celebrating. You know what I mean? They were celebrating too early. The game ain't, you know, man, we didn't meet you kids, Ziggy. We didn't, sports ain't never over till that clock is zero.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Don't I know it, being a Buccaneer fan. Don't I know it? Yes, sir.
Right. We didn't see Reggie do his thing. 8 points in 9 seconds or whatever
it
was.
Right. That's right.
We just seen the Music City Miracle. You know
that's right.
I mean?
That's right. That's right.
It ain't never
hey, the Houston Oilers was up 35-3 on Buffalo, right?
Right.
And Frank Reich brought them back.
A backup.
I remember that.
A backup.
Hey, Kia, I'm gonna give you a moment in the sun because your Steelers, you know, got rid of their ego. 19-6 win over the Jets. I'm gonna give you the floor. Let you speak your mind. What did you like? Any you know improvements? Any more improvements that could be made? What did you like? Think about your team on Sunday.
No turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Ben? For some reason, that bye is what we needed, and that's why I said that's one win. Now I'm looking for 11 more straight wins. Ride this tide. But it was no turnovers. Nothing, that line, you know, he got sacks, got, you know. But it was a little bit better playing, I don't know whatever you want to call it. For some reason, he was playing a little bit smarter. They know they had to
Maybe it was because they was playing the Jets.
We could not have gone 0-6.
Right.
0-6, no way we're going back to Pittsburgh 0-6.
Right. Right. So now
you got the Ravens
coming up next week at home. You think it's gonna, you know, it's gonna
be fine with them. It's like things are on them. We got this first win out the way. Now we waited for the second win, and then we waited for the third, fourth, fifth, so on and so on.
I hear you. I wish you luck with that, because I don't know. You got the Ravens next week. Then you got at Oakland, at New England.
We always play the Ravens tough at home. We got it up in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
You got
the win, so you know you got some momentum.
The game, other teams. When we come play the Ravens, it's like a whole different ball game.
Right.
It's like a whole different atmosphere when the Ravens. So you know they can't stand each other. So it's like they're gonna play tough as I don't know what home. And of course you know the Ratbirds are coming in town.
No doubt.
We ain't worried about the Ratbirds up in Pittsburgh, please.
No doubt. Shout out to T, man, and her Philadelphia Eagles, man.
Yeah.
She's a little bit under the weather. You know what I mean? She's checking in on social media and all of that. And I got to give her props. She's definitely listening, and she's definitely trying to, you know, talk about my Buccaneers. But, yeah, I mean, Nick Foles did his thing. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or he liked to show up, but he made it look easy. He was just floating them touchdown passes over my secondary, and I was not feeling that. I was not feeling my secondary getting busted like that by Nick Foles, you know. And especially, you know, my team is in turmoil right now, but it's no excuse. You know what I mean? I'm ride or die with my team to the end, man. You know what I mean? So just don't mean nothing to me. I'm just saying that we should be playing a lot better, you know. I don't know if it's just that we're not, you know, vibing with the coach, which I think it is. Shiano needs to get out of here, because, like I said earlier, if it would have been Raheem Morris still coaching or whatever, he would have been gone. So what's the situation? Why are you keeping Shiano around? You gave him that money and you turned around and got rid of Raheem Morris real quick, which you should not have done. I'm going to always say they shouldn't let go of Raheem Morris, because I liked what he was doing. But I'm not the owner of the team, so I can't talk to the Blazers. I've just been down with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since 1976. That's me, though. We got Courtney in the building. Courtney, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Man, what up, man?
What's happening?
I had to take that invitation you extended to me and call in.
All right, that's what's up. What's good, man? How you feel? What's happening? You here now? What's up?
I'm good, man.
All right. You got anything to say about your Detroit Tigers? Thank you for calling, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, usually, this is what you expect if you've been following them all year. You know, we ain't made for small ball. You know, we a home run hitting team, and usually if we don't hit no home runs and don't get them big bats working, this is usually how it happens. You know, that's why, you know, we got those power arms like that, so we can, you know, we can heat up. You know, and get some flies out there. But I mean, they picking the worst time to slump, man. The worst. You know, we got Jackson not hitting, and he need to be moved down the lineup. You know, and then we got Miggy hurt or not hurt. I don't know what's going on with him. You know, so they ain't really telling us what's really the issue with him. And you got Fielder going through his personal problems, and he looks like he's just ready for the season to be over. So, you know, I'm hoping they fight through it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still positive about it, because, like I said, all it takes for us is a couple home runs, and we heat up, and it's on.
I hear you. That's your final answer? That's your story. You sticking to it? Check this out, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Your team, you got a good team out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when your team is put into a situation throughout the regular season, you do what you do. But now, it's no really, it's like you said, you're not built for small ball, but when you're put in situations like that, you got the bottom of the ninth to work with. You understand what I'm saying? You were in situations, and this is my thing, and I'm not coming down on you as a Tiger fan, I'm just as a baseball fan. This is where I'm coming at you from. You know what I mean? That situation was built for y'all. That's the situation that Ilitch designed when he brought them dudes to Detroit. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
That's
American
true.
League Championship at home, bottom of the night, whatever. You know what I mean? And for Verlander to do what he did after the season that he had, the up and down season that he had, he's pitching now. He's getting his game back. He's on point now. For him not to get
That's
one
true.
Run of support. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Courtney?
I understand. We paying for that. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, that's what all that money is being spent on. They supposed to come up. But you know what I'm saying? It's baseball. That's all it takes. It was only one mistake, man. They shut that whole, they've been shutting the Red Sox down since the start. And one mistake will cost you. Just one mistake. And I know that's what they get paid to do. And we had our big backs come up there, and they still came
up short. That's my point right there, Courtney. You had your big backs. You know, it was so set up for you, baby.
They get paid. They get paid to make those hits. You know, I'm upset, but I can't be too upset because it's only 2-1, man. You know,
it's gonna be a long series. We said that from the door. It's definitely gonna be a long series, yo. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
If I could take one thing out of this game tonight, is that they really can't hit us. You know what I'm saying? They can't hit us.
That's been established, right?
It's a home run or two. And this game, we could have swept them boys, but you know what? I ain't with the coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Thank you.
They should have been hitting tonight.
Right.
They should have been hitting tonight, and they didn't.
Failed us. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm just gonna take the egg off my face.
Because man, look, Courtney, I'm just saying to you, my dude. And when I come hard body karate, because that's how I get down. I don't be on no just saying stuff just to be tapping, because that's the way how I think I can get over. I'm going to tell you the same thing live and direct, but I can tell you right now. The Tigers are a good team, but they're not that good. Look at the last two seasons, Courtney, family. Last year, you went through the regular season, you went through your trials and tribulations because the White Sox was on your heels. Okay, you got rid of them. You did what you had to do. You got to the World Series. Okay, you swept the Yankees, which was fine. Derek Jeter broke his ankle in the first game. I'm not gonna make no excuses. Y'all swept us. You swept us. What you gonna say? A-Rod didn't show. That's another show. I can go off on the Yankees, and I'm a Yankee dude. You know what I mean?
All right.
But
I understand.
You went to the World Series, and you let Pedro Sandoval hit 3 home runs off your one game, right? Your pitcher didn't show up, but it's all good, though. Yep. It's all good. But then you know what? Here comes 2013, Courtney, right? Now you got the Cleveland Indians. I told Ziggy before the season started, I said, the Cleveland Indians are going to make some noise, right? You did what you had to do. You got in the playoffs. Your same – and this is what I've been saying all the time in the sports room group. It's the same movie. We've seen this before. If you're going to – you got to the World Series, you was there last year. Win it. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Nice to meet you, my dude.
it's good to talk to you too, my brother.
Yes, sir.
We got a little bit of the Buffalo Bills syndrome going on, though. But like I said, it's going to be a long series.
Game four, don't let us know.
We don't come back game four.
Right.
We lose game four, it's a wrap. That's the most thing right there. So,
I got you.
You know.
That's what it is. I appreciate you calling, my G. Hang out with us, man. We got you.
All right.
Listen, I just think that the Detroit Tigers, man, can, you know, they're better than that. You know what I mean? And again, like we said, it's going to be a long series, man. The situation with Torii Hunter, you know, he with the Big Papi Grand Slam, it just happens, man. You know what I mean? Those things happen. If it had been in any other ballpark, that probably would have been a double off the wall or something like that. But that's the little quirky things you get in Fenway Park, man. And you know, shout out to Big Papi for doing his thing. Shout out to Torii Hunter, man. He went all out. And that's why baseball, to me, is the best game. It might not be the best in postseason as far as excitement is concerned, but I like hockey better as far as the playoffs is concerned. But baseball, I love it. I'll sit and watch a 1-0 game. To me, that game tonight was very exciting. A person who doesn't like baseball will say, that's boring. You gotta love it, man. That's just me. We in the building, man. After further review, man, 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. You got the mayor in the building, man. I got my man Shay in the house. I got Ziggy in the building with me. I got Kia on the line. Andrew had to hit and run right quick. I got my man Courtney, first time caller. Hopefully a long time listener and all of that. It's ladies' night, man. Ladies need to get out there, man. You know you want to break the ice and you go to them the sports bars and all that, and you're just fiddling with the pretzels and you ordering drinks and all, and don't know, you know, the conversation is just to set it off to get the guy's attention. You know what I mean? So this is where you need to call in to ask them questions so we can give them answers for you. Got to talk about the Detroit Lions. Ziggy, what's good, man? How'd you like the team over the Cleveland Browns, man? How'd you like that game?
Well, first of all, we used Megatron as a decoy, and I see the one thing I got out of that game is Farina is in the red zone. He's a beast. He's a beast. He's a mismatch problem. He's a mismatch nightmare. And
that's the tight end Fournier, right?
That's Fournier. Yeah, that's
yeah,
the tight
right.
end.
Uh huh.
And Durham. Hey, Courtney, you think Durham stepped up?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay. You know, because that's we looking for that number two, and if Durham at least can be halfway to at least be halfway decent, he can take some of that pressure off Megatron.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know a name that you haven't mentioned in a couple of weeks, and I'm not saying there's a negative. I'm saying there's a positive.
Bush,
when you bring his name up, you be ready to murder him. Your man Brandon Pettigrew.
Yeah. He's been all right the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You haven't brought his name up, like
he's
I'm looking at him. He had four catches. Yeah.
He be catching, but he also blocking too. That's one thing I can say he's doing. He's blocking really, really well.
Okay.
You know, he looking good when he's lined up over there on that right side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they getting it going. So, I know a lot of people want to talk about the tight end, man, but Warford, man, that dude right there, man, he's stirring that drink right there. Cause,
and everybody needs to start looking at
Levy. They're not putting Eight in the box no more. Yeah, they're not putting Eight in the box no more. You know what I'm saying? And Durham, man, he's been, I don't know what's going on with Stafford, man, but I'm glad he actually started throwing at him. You know, it seems
right.
like Stafford, a couple of his receivers drop a couple balls, he don't want to throw them their way no more. You know what I'm saying? But you got to force that ball to them boys because if Calvin is hurt, you got to save him a little bit. If we trying to get to a playoff run, we can't run Calvin in the dirt getting him 2,000 yards. And, we got three other receivers that need to be getting some of that work too, man. That's why
our defense is putting in yeoman's work too. Because Levy, you need to watch out for Levy.
Pro Bowl season Levy having right now. I'm saying right here, Pro Bowl, that's what Levy going if he keeps this
up. Okay. You got the Bengals coming in. So, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about that game, the Cincinnati, on Sunday?
I'm really worried about our linebackers, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Cincinnati will expose our linebackers. They playing good, and Levy's playing good, but this is a game right here that it, really expose them because they like to use Bernard the same way we like to use Reggie Bush.
Mm.
And then they got a nice tight end rotation they running over there with Eifert and Gresham.
Mm-hmm,
I know Dalton favors those. He likes the short intermediate stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
so your linebackers have to be on point. Right.
Yeah, they got to be on point. You know what I'm saying? And also our line going to be tested too because they got a nice pass rush over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, we got some questions that's going to be answered right now. If we up there and we a playoff caliber team, we got to beat Cincinnati.
This is a game that you got to win. Right.
Yep.
No doubt. That's what it is. Yeah, man. So we in the building, man. We getting our football on. Kia, I know you got some more to say about your Pittsburgh Steelers. You handed in, turned in your ego and all that. So are you looking forward to, doing another keep the winning streak going at home against Baltimore and really – I think Baltimore has not played up to their, up to where they were last year. You know, Ray Rice hasn't showed up really, and maybe, it was a wake-up call that what the Steelers needed, and maybe it might be a little better thing for them. But I think that this game right here, again, like Courtney was just saying about the Detroit Lions, this is a game for the Steelers. It's at home, and a division opponent coming in. And like you said, kid, y'all always get up for the Ravens, or the Ratbirds, as you like to call them. What do you think? What's the situation with Le'Veon Bell? Is he hurt or is he playing?
No, he's playing. He's fine.
Okay.
My thing about when it was Ratbirds coming to town, we're not worried about the Ratbirds. You know what? We got whatever we were going through, we probably got over it. Now it's time to get back to getting football, and getting these 11 wins coming up here soon.
She's harping on that. I like that. I like your enthusiasm.
You know
I wish I had the same enthusiasm about my Buccaneers, man.
I don't have nothing about your Buccaneers.
You know, this is. I'm having flashbacks. Real talk.
Man.
But I don't know what to say.
Y'all gotta get away. Y'all cannot be owing whatever. Y'all have to get away.
Listen. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the facilities and the complex. They had to quarantine it and shut it down and clean it out
because
they got that MRSA stuff going on, man. My team is sick.
I don't know what's worse. Your team, and you know you right here in New York, you have me at work every day, Giants fan looking crazy.
Well, I mean, the Giants, what can you say? You know?
They are pissed.
What can you say? And they all over national TV. They on Monday night against the Vikings. They all over the TV.
They are pissed here.
What can you say?
They're the same way when the Devils are 0-6. It's the same. I'm hearing it's like everybody is in disarray right now.
And look
now
at the Rangers. The Rangers. The Rangers.
Yeah,
they
only won one game. They only won one game. It's unbelievable what's going on in the city. Everybody is pissed.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here like, wow. I thought these people won our game. But
yeah, see, you feel better about yourself, don't you? Look at you.
I'm much better.
You feel better about yourself,
don't you?
That's what it is. Oh, yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. We'll definitely cross that bridge when we get to it, yo.
You know, we don't want to go into our last segment of last year's episode. You know what I'm trying to be?
Well, that was your team's fault. That was your team's fault. We was trying to help you out.
You ain't helping me
That's
out.
All.
You know,
we was trying to do a service
out
to the community. We were trying to let
you
know what it is, and
you
didn't want to hear that, so
no,
that's what it had to be.
Don't.
We had to let you know. But the Steelers made us look good. Listen, we're gonna switch gears a little bit, get a little NBA popping off right now. We got some scores. The Wizards 66, Miami Heat 55, Charlotte 52, Cleveland 51, Brooklyn Nets 46, Boston 43, Memphis 30, Milwaukee 23, Oklahoma City 29, Denver 17. In the first final, from, I don't know if you was watching the game this morning here, Golden
yes,
State 100, the Lakers 95. It was playing out in China.
Yeah,
we get ready to get this.
Right
yo, Courtney and Shay and Ziggy, I'm going to definitely need y'all input, man, because I got the NBA previews popping off. I got the East Conference next week. We're going to talk that up, and then we're going to do the West on the 29th, which is actually opening night, but we'll be talking about the Western Conference. So if you got some input, man, you want to contribute, man, you're definitely welcome to get down. Yeah, man, we just want to talk about some things right now. So, Ziggy, your Michigan Wolverines, man, what happened?
Wow.
You know I was going to go there, right? Yes, Courtney. Yes.
All in one weekend. Yes.
How many overtimes was you planning on going, man?
Hey, we
people
playing
had things
on
to do,
we
man.
Were playing on we were
do.
Playing on going in overtime. We was trying to. Hey, that prevent defense don't do nothing but prevent you from winning. That's
ooh,
all it
ooh,
does.
Ooh. And it wasn't really a good look for football overtime either. I don't like how that went down, man.
Yeah, because how you think we feel? Hey, we got a kicker that has made 16 in a row, and all of a sudden in overtime he can't kick nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hold that thought 1 second, Ziggy. We got another call on the line. You know what it is? We got Chicky Chick on the line. Welcome to the biggest show. What's good?
What's up, man?
What's happening, Playboy?
Did you say my name a little smirk? Was you over there like bugging out like Chicky Chick? Who is this?
I was hoping I was reading it right.
what's going on, man? Yo, is this my way? I got a way on Tuesdays to rent out my frustration about my team. This what I can do today?
Yes, sir. We here for the community, man. We serve the community, man. Every Tuesday night, man, 8 to 10, man, live and direct. You can speak your mind, man. Pour your heart out. Say what you got to say about your team. What's your team, my dude? Thank you for calling,
look,
man.
My team, you know I'm from Jersey, right?
Yes,
so my team is all over the place. The reason why I called in, I thought it was like Detroit radio going on. I'm Tigers and Lions and, you know, I'm a Detroit
Pistons
fan.
And oh my, right? Yeah.
I'm a Detroit Pistons fan.
I got to shout them out because they strong, man. They support, man. They come through my man Ziggy. It's hard body, man. Courtney's the first time calling, man. I'm looking forward to hearing more from people everywhere, man. I want everybody to call in, man. Speak your mind. But who are your teams, man? Because you feel like it's a pain in your voice, man.
Okay. No, my team at baseball, I'm a New York Mets fan. That's
my
home.
Oh, man.
Football, I like the Chicago Bears, and then basketball, the Detroit Pistons.
All right, well, you got something in common with the homies, so y'all can build on that, on that Pistons situation. But we're going to definitely get into that, man, some NBA. So, yeah, so your Chicago Bears, man, how you feeling yourself right now? Or, you know, what's your opinion about
it? I'm feeling really good about the situation. We right now, we probably got the best wide receiver tandem that we ever had in our history. Jay Cutler is playing up to his potential that he can be doing. The defense looking good. I'm just hoping that we just get some more turnovers and just, we beat the Packers, man. That's how I feel about with Chicago. We got to get past our own division.
Well, you got some Lions fans in here right now, they in your own division. So you wanna fire some shots at them, or you wanna greet them because they're in your division. The Lions are not no joke this season, man.
Man, they already know.
They're
talking lies on us, but I can't hate. I got Reggie Bush on my fantasy team, so it's kind of bittersweet,
I hear you.
It's kind of bittersweet, but the Lions are the Lions. I don't want to, the Lions are the Lions. Until I can see something, until Barry Sanders come back,
He said Barry Sanders.
Get out of here, man.
He said until Barry Sanders come back.
Come on, man.
We already beat y'all. We practically got a 2-game lead on y'all already.
He said you practically got a two-game lead on you.
Now, we both 4-2. Let's do facts. You know what I mean?
Get it together. Get it together.
y'all get. And we said, I'm a comedian, so I'm trying to bring it funny.
That's what it is. I feel you, my dude.
Even when I had Barry, y'all wasn't winning. I mean, I don't know what it is to be a Detroit fan.
That sounds like some shots fired to me, man. I can't talk too slick to the Detroit Lions fans. I got to see them later this season. And my team is Tampa Bay, and I got problems right now, so I can't really say nothing too slick, man.
At least you got a Super Bowl. Man.
Yeah, I got a ring. I got a ring for 10
years.
Hey, you
ain't never win 0-16, though. How many teams could say that?
We went 0-16. We went 0-14. We went
0-12. I'm talking about 0-16,
though. I lost my first 26 games when we came into the league. We was 0-26.
But y'all was a special team, though. You was a special team.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been through it. I've been through it, definitely. But my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And T, stop laughing at me. Word up, man. I get grief about my Buccaneers, man, but it's all good because I know you get grief about liking the Mets. Somebody got to do it, man.
No, I wasn't lying. I was just being born when y'all was 78, right?
Where? When the Yankees?
76.
No, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, 76. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yes, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't here yet. I wasn't.
That's okay. Right. You ain't missed nothing. You ain't missed too much. You ain't missed too much at all. Word up.
You gotta respect a Bucks fan. I mean, back in the day, I knew you was literally somebody that had the Bucks shirts at the 99-cent store. Before the 99-cent store.
The joint that looked faded out when you bought it. Yup. One of them joints.
I don't want to wear that, mommy.
That bright orange, I get laughed at in school. Yeah, man. And plus, he wasn't winning no games. So I was like, the Steelers fans was looking at me crazy. The Raiders fans was looking at me crazy. You know what I mean? And I had nothing to say. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I stand behind my team to this day. Hard body karate, because that's my squad.
You can't say that y'all had Steve Young first. So that,
we had Doug Williams. We had
Leroy Salmon.
No, I'm talking about quarterbacks. We had Steve DeBird. Yeah, man. Yeah. We had Leroy Salmon. That's right. You know what I mean? So, I mean, my team is my team, and I stick with them. But, it takes some intestinal fortitude to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Like, it takes some intestinal fortitude to be a Mets fan. But I ain't mad at you. You do what you do. You know what I mean?
I dig home on this show, man. I'm really digging your show, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. We try to go in, man. You know what I mean? Have some fun at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But we here, man.
I think Shay's saying something.
Ziggy
and Courtney, can y'all tell me, are y'all going, in the famous words of Kia, are y'all going to collapse this year?
Fall flat on their face. That's what she wants to say. I know she wants to say, but But I'm telling you, Keo, you got to hold that thought. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, the
series
is going to be more. Anything can happen.
We know, you know us Yankee fans here.
Yeah,
you
I know.
New York, New Jersey. You
I know. I'm just
fans.
Waiting.
You know we don't like the Tigers. You know we ain't no friend but not no Tigers.
Hey, Courtney.
Yeah.
When we used to lose 100 games when we had Buddy Bell, I used to sit at the old Tiger Stadium behind the when it was half empty, when they used to lose 100 games in right center field in the upper deck. So I know I'm not going to jump ship because I was with them when they was losing 101 and 103.
Yeah. I was going down there when the tickets was $2 for $1. I was there.
Yes, sir.
$2 for $1.
I even put a bag on.
Yeah, that's right. Applaud that.
Sit behind his beam in right center
nowhere.
Field. It was right center field. You had to get around. You had to look around the beam to stand up with some when they get a hit. To look around to see the action.
Mm.
So I'm not. So I know where I'm gonna be at.
I hear you, my dude. And that's all it's about, man. That's all it's about. It's supporting your team, and you know what I mean? And of course, people are going to throw darts at you or whatever, but it's about how you dodge them darts, man, and be able to spit that ism back at them. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, any football team can't tell me nothing about my Buccaneers. I got ism for all of you. I don't care who you are. Cowboys fan, Eagles fan, Lions fan, Patriots fan, Steelers fan. I got
you.
Let's rock.
You know,
I ain't stutter. I did not stutter. I did not stutter.
Yeah,
I got
I
you.
Either. You know not
and, I'm a, and the same thing for basketball. I'm a Knicks fan. Anybody want to?
Yeah.
The Heat, the Pacers, the Lakers, who at the Celtics? I got you. Let's rock.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So that's what it is right there. You support your team, man, to be able to, you know, dodge the punches. Because I know as a Buccaneer fan, I suffer. I've been suffering, but it's okay. It's
but you
all right.
Got something. You got something. You got something to hang your hat on, though. We
that was 10 years ago, family.
I don't care, but it's more recent than what we got.
Yeah, yeah.
You got some.
Yeah.
We got misery and heartache year after year after year after year after year.
No doubt. Listen. You're listening to After Further Review, man, on GQ Palace Radio, man. The math is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I mean, we live and direct right now. We're going to switch gears a little bit. Kia. This was like kind of like directed at you, Clemson and Florida State.
I know that was a question that I heard the conversation about
Clemson and Florida State. I saw the post. You were saying, you know, if Clemson,
just,
you know, won the game, would they be, you know, voted a number one or something like that? That's how you worded it.
Right, right.
I don't know. I really don't. To tell the truth, Kia, I really don't see Clemson as a number three. I think I had them ranked number five.
Yeah, because I had
Clemson
hit.
Fifth. I mean, no disrespect to Todd, no disrespect to Sammy Watkins, no disrespect to their defense. I don't know. If they because Florida State is no joke. Winston, I'm looking for him to have a big. That's going to be a shootout.
That's the upset alert right
that's
there.
That's going to be a shootout right there, yo.
I think Clemson's going to get that game. What's
wrong
with Clemson?
You think Clemson's
going
to. It's in South Carolina. It's going to be a big game. Hold that thought, Kia. I'm going to ask you that later on. I got you covered. So, Ziggy and Shay, I want to hear your input. Courtney, I want to hear your input, too, man. What do you think about the Clemson and Florida State game on Saturday night?
I'm going with Florida State, hey.
Okay.
That's the upset alert. I think they back.
All the way back like that, Ziggy?
They back enough to be the number three Clemson on Saturday night.
I hear you. Shay, what's your thought on that game, man?
You know, I'm going, you know, Florida State, my team. This right here, Gray, put Winston up in the top tier for that Heisman.
Okay.
After he threw Clemson in.
And
okay.
You know what else? By Georgia losing the way they've been losing, the posters looking at Clemson like, okay, wow, they really messing up your strength of schedule now. Because Georgia was supposed to have been top dog, and the way they lose.
But Georgia lost twice, though, so Georgia's
right,
not,
that's what I'm
Georgia's
saying,
not
so
a factor no more. Georgia's done.
It, right. So they make that
Clemson. Hey, Courtney, you still with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to get what's your opinion, man, about the Florida State and Clemson game, my dude?
I think Clemson's gonna get Florida State.
Okay.
I'm looking at Florida State's schedule, man. I ain't played nobody yet.
You know what I'm saying? So this is the toughest team. You know what I'm saying? They do got that super freshman down there, but he ain't played nobody yet.
Okay.
I'm looking at their schedule and who he went up against. He ain't played nobody.
Mm.
So I believe Taj Boyd, he got more experience. You know what I'm saying? In this game right here, he's got more to lose. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a game right here that's going to help his draft stock right here. So
that's right.
I believe they're going to step up. You know what I'm saying? And he got that super wide receiver over there, too. It's going to help him out as well. So I believe that Clemson going to pull it out. It's going to be close.
Right.
But Clemson going to get them boys.
You know, like,
and it's at Clemson, too? It's at home game for Clemson? They're not walking out of there with a W. Of course, they're going to lose this.
Hold your thought on that game, because we definitely going to talk about that later. We definitely, we do a little thing where we pick the games. So hold your thought. We definitely get into that one later on. I just wanted to get the college football talk popping. Alabama, you think they're a worthy number one?
Roll Tide.
No.
Heck yeah. Until they lose, before anybody beat them,
they
still supposed to be number one.
Yeah, until they lose, they number one.
Until they lose, ain't nobody else.
Let me put this out there. Say Alabama plays a 4-point game and Oregon blows out who they play. Do you still keep Alabama as number one?
It don't matter.
Do they lose to votes at least?
It don't matter though, because
they don't lose votes either.
If them two continue to win, they're gonna be
If Alabama has to go to a last win, beats Arkansas by a last second field goal, and Oregon blows out Washington State,
Orleans
should be number one. Clemson beats Florida State by like 10 points, then it's not gonna be kind of jumbled some kind of way, you don't think?
It should be.
You still got 6 weeks left. Somebody gonna get bumped off. It's still.
You don't think Oregon and Clemson are going to deserve some of those votes if the Alabama Arkansas game is close and Clemson beats Florida State by, let's say, 10 points, and Oregon blows out Washington State?
But Alabama went to A&M and beat Johnny Football, so that should mean for something. That should count for something.
But you know what else, though, Ziggy? What I would say to that, though, look at all the points Alabama defense been giving up.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I got your point, my dude.
Them numbers never lie, but them right there ain't telling the whole story. They played
the whole story of what?
It might have been 500 yards, but they was playing from behind the whole game.
Alabama is supposed to be Alabama. You know that's the point. When I'm saying that, I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm with you. But I'm playing devil's advocate. Alabama's supposed to be shutting them down. If Alabama scores 65 points, the other team is not supposed to score 40.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying. I'm playing devil's advocate.
They was pinning their ears back. The defense was just pinning their ears back. They was actually playing a prevent. Them last all the way up until the last 5 minutes. And then they realized they got the prevent wasn't working. It wasn't working. It's not like them 500 yards came in when it was like a 28-point. They was behind.
Yeah, I hear you.
They had no choice but to have a shootout.
You know what, though?
If they win and they don't win by big, I think the Colts are going to have Oregon number one, Clemson number two, Bama number three.
But then what I would say to that though, that Alabama's last four games, they gave up 6 points, 0 points, 3 points, and 7 points. So I guess the defense, to the point that your defense is, I guess, playing a little bit better. Because the first two games, they only scored 10 points on them, but they was doing, you know, that even though Alabama ran an interception return back and a punt return back, they was killing Virginia Tech, but Virginia Tech was doing what they needed to do. They just couldn't score. Johnny Manziel and them scored 42 points on them. That game was back and forth.
They was getting blown out.
Texas A&M was winning 14-0.
Yeah, but then after that, it was 35-14.
Right.
They went 35-14.
Right.
They was behind.
That's right. But, yeah, I'm just trying to throw a little a little situation into the mix, man, because I think Alabama, man, I don't think they're going to win the championship this year. I just don't think they're going to do it.
I don't think they're going to do it, man. Nope.
Here you going to drop them. Here you going to drop them all the way down to number three.
I'm dropping all the way down to number three, Shay.
Kia, let Kia have the floor. Kia, you said you're going to drop Alabama to number three. Go ahead now.
Let Oregon do it like you said. Oregon was blowing people out. They deserve the number one spot.
Right.
They do deserve that number one spot. And then if Clemson beat Florida State, they get the number two. Alabama come behind Clemson.
You know what I hate about college football? The thing, I'm kind of glad they're going to a playoff to cut every, so you can play it on the field now. Because, you know, it's kind of crazy because now you just throw sportsmanship out the window and try to blow everybody out the hole.
That's what the game has come down to now. My win has to look better than your win.
Yeah, but it's wild.
Yeah. So let me score this extra. Even though I'm up 40 points, let me score this extra touchdown at the 5-yard line with 30 seconds left.
That's right. And you know why? Ziggy, Shay, Courtney, Kia, you know why? Because I'm paying you $1.5 million to take that ass whooping. That's right. I'm going to score. If you let me score 80 points, I'm going to score 80 points.
Yeah,
you coming for a payday. I'm going to pay you. And if your defense or your school can't stop me, that's not my problem. I got a championship to win. Because Courtney's team scored 70 points tonight, I got to score 80 points. Because Shay's team scored 60 points, I got to score 61 points. Because I don't want no points taken away from me when the polls come out. You know what I'm saying? I need to beat them, and I need to look good doing it. And that's what it is. It's all a balance, man.
And
you know what I mean? They come and get that payday. They don't care about that.
That's the same thing I was saying. If the playoff system started this year, what poor team is going in?
Okay. If the playoff system started today, I would pick Ohio State, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Alabama, and Florida State.
Interesting.
Write it down. Take a picture. That's how I'll pick it. Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, and Florida State. That would be my four. So, Kia, what would your four be?
Mine would be, be the Buckeyes in there. I had Stanford in there. I had Oregon. I didn't have Florida State.
That's why I said wait
Stanford.
Till after the games. Right.
Right. I had Stanford
lost.
In there.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I had Bama in there. So I had the Stanford, Buckeyes, Oregon, and Bama.
Alabama. But you can't
I can't believe Stanford lost that game Saturday.
So who you going to replace Stanford with?
Clemson.
Clemson. So it's Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, and who else? Oregon?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Courtney, who would you pick? Now, what four teams would you pick?
Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Clemson.
And one more.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I said the four.
I said it. Alabama, Oregon, Clemson, and Florida State.
Got you.
Ohio State nothing.
That sounds personal. Ziggy, what four would you pick, my dude?
Florida State, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, and Clemson.
Got you. Hey, Shay, what four would you pick, yo?
Florida State, Alabama, Oregon, and I guess.
He's getting ready to say it.
Hey, you know who's going to sneak up on folks, though?
What was your last pick? I didn't get your last pick.
Clemson.
You say, you spit it out, huh? Okay, I ain't mad at you. Go ahead, Ziggy.
Everybody, we need to watch out for Missouri.
Just because they gave no, you know what happened? Georgia got exposed, man. Georgia ain't body like that, yo.
But what I'm
Georgia
saying
ain't
is,
body.
In the East, they playing a rugged schedule to begin with.
Yeah, they're in the Southeast Conference now. They stepped their game up. But Georgia, and you know what? They came in there and they gave it to Georgia, yo. They gave it to Murray and them. So they done. They out the picture. We ain't got to talk about them no more. They done. It's a wrap.
Got a bunch of injuries,
disappointment.
Yeah. Kia, you said they're a disappointment?
Yeah,
Kia, you said they're a disappointment? I hear you. I tend to agree.
Don't Missouri play Florida this week?
Yeah, I was saying that Georgia got a bunch of injuries, though.
Gurley's out, you know what I mean? But I don't know. So what was the question about the Florida game?
Isn't it Florida, Missouri this week?
Florida State, I don't see Florida, Missouri.
Gordon.
Yeah.
It must be in the next couple
of
weeks.
Is Devin
Florida plays Missouri. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right, Ziggy.
Yeah, you're right.
Courtney and Ziggy, is Devin Gardner overrated?
Oh, man.
No, he ain't overrated. You know, if anything, he's underrated. You know, nobody really too high on him. You know,
he's a high-risk, high-reward type of guy. So, you know.
They calling him Denard 2.0 around here. So, we ain't overrated him. We grounded around here. And I don't know what everybody else is saying, but, you know, we've seen this before. You know
I'm a Michigan
saying,
man,
like
and
said,
we don't even deserve to be in the top 45.
We don't, but you know,
I
and
don't
it ain't Devin's fault. Most of the time,
Shane's
killing
me.
You're
right.
That old line, man.
I mean, you know, Michigan. What can you say, man? I mean. That game just went on and on and on and on and on. And I think that, you know, if Michigan's going to be that team where you want to see them up in the high rankings, at least the top 15, they should have done away with Penn State. They should have done away with Penn State.
That was smoke and mirrors right there, buddy. That was smoke and mirrors. We was barely winning games, and I'm kind of glad we lost. But
you barely
beat Akron.
Yeah, I know, but still.
We could be off the radar.
You still love your Michigan, though, right? You still want to see him up there.
We can actually play the spoiler role.
You know what I think it is, though? Like on some real stuff, I believe that Hope is kind of, like, responsible for how Devin's been playing, man. You know, he don't want to admit that he needs to put that Denard package back in. So he's got him, you know, playing pro style, and he's trying to rely on that line, and they so young, and they ain't blocking nobody. You know what I'm saying? So
hold on. Toussaint go from side to side a lot. He do not hit the holes. Dude, have you ever noticed about Toussaint? And Al Borges, like for instance, in overtime, Al Borges kept running that sweep, kept running that play to the outside instead of letting Toussaint run up in the hole and hit Penn State in the mouth. They trying to be pretty and go up side to side.
Yeah, because Penn State was hitting them right back in the mouth.
I know, but
yeah,
Toussaint don't hit the hole like he's supposed to, though. Most times.
Well, he can't. Ain't no holes there. What I'm saying is that Kyle Kalis and them listen, that the center, the right guard, and the left guard are all young. And they get blew up by everybody's tackles all season. So Toussaint ain't got no holes to run. They sweeping them because they ain't got no choice. That's why they moved the right tackle over there with LaJuan, my bad. That's why they moved the right tackle over there with LaJuan, and they was running that power sweep off the left so they can give him some room to run. They can't go up the middle. That's why they not doing it. What
do you
need
notice
to
how,
do you need to start?
Do you notice how Al Borges' playbook shrunk in overtime?
It did. It shrank. You know why?
It shrunk real, and it was like, okay, well, we trying to play not to lose now. Like, whoa,
yeah,
here we go.
You know what he want to do? He didn't want Devin to throw an interception, and his confidence be shattered for the rest of the season.
I don't care, man.
Yeah, he didn't want to do that.
Put it in his hands.
He should have. He's the QB. He should be out there throwing. But what he should have did was just say, forget it, and start running read option like he had Denard back there. And I'm telling
that's
you,
all right.
that's
really too
game.
Bad about your Michigan Wolverines. But
it's
you know what? It's all about my number 10 Miami Hurricanes, baby. We walk in the line. We slow walking them. We started at the bottom. We started from the bottom. Now we're here, baby. We're number 10 team in the nation, baby. Hurricanes undefeated. Holler at your boy. That's my team right there, too. Courtney, that's my college team, Miami Hurricanes. That's my squad. But yeah, man, we in the building. Talk about my team, and Duke Johnson. I don't see him no Heisman Trophy in his future, but we're gonna have a pretty nice bowl game. We might, you know, crack the top five if we keep winning. We're number 10 right now.
You might do an Auburn.
gotta respect
want,
my Hurricanes,
I man.
I know. But you gotta respect my Hurricanes, though. But I'm glad. I don't think we see Florida State this season, which I'm so glad. I don't think we see Florida State because we beat Florida earlier this season. I don't think we see Florida State. I'm so glad of that because I know James Winston would do something to my defense, man. We ain't ready for that. We ain't ready for that. We good, but we ain't that good. We ain't ready for that, man. Because right now, I'm proud of my team, man. We top 10. We 5-0. 1-0 in the ACC, you know what I'm saying? But we still got a tough road to hoe, man. You know what I mean? Respect to my quarterback, Stephen Morris, doing his thing. He could be doing better. Respect to Duke Johnson. I don't think he's in the talk about the Heisman, but it's okay. He got 500 yards, 572 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's doing his thing. We're winning games. That's all I can ask for right now. You know what I mean? To say that we're back, all the way back, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. But, yeah, so we touched on that, man. We're going to get back into that, Courtney, because we picked games, man, towards the end of the show. I don't know if anybody was watching the 30 for 30 with the Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran situation. I just wanted to touch on that for a few minutes, man. To me, in my opinion, Sugar Ray Leonard is still one of my heroes, man. You know what I mean? And he never let me down. He won me some money. When he beat Marvin Hagler, I was the only one in the spot that was rocking with Sugar Ray Leonard, and I'm not gonna say the amount that I won, but it was a nice sum. It was a nice figure. You know what
Hagler
I mean?
Hagler got ripped.
Well, that's neither here nor there. The money's already spent. But you know what I'm saying? But Sugar Ray Leonard, man, he really really did his thing, and the 30 for 30, which is on tonight, talked about the Roberto Duran fights. I just say that. You know, thinking back to that time, Ziggy and Shay, Courtney, Kia, rock with me. Back in that day, before the first Sugar Ray Leonard Roberto Duran fight, I just knew that Sugar Ray Leonard was going to beat the brakes off Roberto Duran. And you know what happened, Ziggy? When Sugar Ray Leonard got mad, when Duran started talking about his girl and all of that, and that made Sugar Ray Leonard mad, and he got on the talk show, started talking about how he was going to knock Roberto Duran out. I don't know if you remember that, but when he changed that, when he went to that strategy about he's going to slug it out with Roberto Duran, it was over for him. I said, nah, you can't slug it out with Roberto Duran. They had a good fight in Montreal. Roberto Duran won the fight. I give it to him. He won it. He beat Sugar Ray Leonard. That second fight in New Orleans, I think it was like 4 or 5 months later in New Orleans, he fought Roberto Duran the way he was supposed to fight in the first fight. There was no way you could touch Sugar Ray Leonard.
And Duran got mad at him because he actually wanted him to stand there and fight and brawl with him. So Duran was like, hey, if you don't want to fight, then heck.
He was tapping Roberto Duran, and Roberto Duran couldn't do nothing to stop him.
But then remember he was tapping him, and then he was, you know how Sugar Ray gets.
Yeah.
He was tapping him, and then
he was letting his bike
and he gone.
That's his fault for letting Sugar Ray do that. He's supposed to get him. But he didn't because he couldn't mess with Sugar Ray Leonard. But this is my point being, man. Sugar Ray Leonard was my dude, man. And I was watching an interview with him. And they was asking him, do you think he could, beat Floyd Mayweather in his prime and Floyd in his prime? I don't think that would be a contest. I think Sugar Ray Leonard would get Floyd Mayweather. Get him out of here. He already beat his daddy up. He beat Floyd Mayweather 6, so he know how to deal with that shoulder roll situation. And Sugar Ray Leonard was no joke with the power, yo.
What he's been able to hit Floyd, though. That's the
thing. See, that's the thing. But what you going to have, a dance contest all night? Somebody got to bring the fight.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody always want to say that this person and that person would have knocked Floyd out from back in the day and they hit harder. But the problem is, can't nobody hit him, man.
I think Marvin would have.
I got your point. But see, eventually you're going to have to put your dukes up and shoot some joints.
You're going to have to sit down and
fire off, yo. You know what I mean? So when it gets to that point in the game, you know what I mean? All due respect to Floyd, man. You know what I mean? Not taking nothing away from, still waiting for him to get in the ring with Manny, but that's another story. No disrespect to Floyd, but I just think that Sugar Ray Leonard was that dude, man, because he wasn't scared of nobody. He fought everybody 2 or 3 times.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
My boy Tommy changed his career when he blew his eye out.
Yeah, but then was that before or after he knocked him through the ropes?
That was after.
So again, that goes back to him. He wasn't scared of Thomas Hearns.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
they
I mean? And Thomas Hearns, that Thomas Hearns is a beast.
Yes, sir.
And did anybody wake up? Did anybody wake up Pepino Cuevas yet? I don't know. Maybe that was going back too far for you, man. But I don't know. That's, you know, that's Thomas Hearns knocked out Pepino Cuevas to win his first title. But that's going back. But yeah, man. I just thought that Sugar Ray Leonard was that dude, man. And you know, he didn't let me down. And the only time Sugar Ray started bugging out, yo, when he started retiring every other week. he would retire, then he would come back. Then he retire, then he come back. He fought Terry Norris, and that wasn't a good look. He fought Hector Macho Camacho. That wasn't really a good look either. You know what I'm saying? So all this keeps coming back. Now you're killing the game. Now you're killing your legacy a little bit now. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I go back to him when the 76 Olympics, Ziggy, with the that boxing team, with the Spinks brothers, with Howard Davis, the Sugar Ray Leonard. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I watched him, man. You know what I mean? All through that, man. And Sugar Ray Leonard was that dude, man. I just think that, I mean, I'm not saying he would have knocked Floyd out. I just think I would have wanted to see a good fight. That's all you want to see with Floyd Mayweather now is a good competitive fight, yo. You know, and I think that, you know, it was a good thing that, you know, he, you know, wiping out his competition. But there's no competition for him. And I feel sorry for these people that he's supposed to fight Amir Khan in May. That's supposed to be his next fight. But now I'm hearing now that they don't know if that's going to be the next fight. So what do you think will be the next fight that he's going to get that pay-per-view dollar?
Bradley, maybe? But they ain't going to do that.
Bradley?
He'll mollywop Bradley.
He will mollywop him.
Mollywop.
He will. Yeah, Bradley ain't ready for that. Bradley, he be confused. But still, that's the only person left.
Mm.
But that ain't never going to happen, though.
Right,
management.
Right. So, he's got a few fights left with Showtime. You know what I mean? So he's got to fulfill that deal. So somebody's gonna spur the public's attention. But I don't know who's out there.
Nobody.
You know, it's not like he's gonna fight Adrian Broner.
He'll beat Broner down too, just because he Broner's learning up under him lightweight.
Yeah, and Broner's got a fight with Marcus Maidana, man, and I want to see that fight. I think that's December 7th. I want to see that. Marcus Maidana and Adrian Broner fighting. But yeah, man, I just think that, you know, Floyd, you know, is definitely done more, you know, more for the game than a lot of people have. You know, more than, I'll say this, more than Don King. I'll say that. We got you know, that's the signal. We got a new caller on the line. no doubt. Half Pint, what's good?
What's
Welcome to the
good?
Biggest
what's
show.
Good?
What's good, ladies? No doubt.
Some love,
Mayor. No doubt. Thank you for calling. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I'm sorry I'm late. I had to, you know, I had to, at back to school night. So, you know, my
okay, no doubt, yeah. No
I'm
doubt.
A teaching a principal, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I had to do those duties first. And then I wanted to make sure I showed you some love.
That's what it is. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling. It is ladies' night tonight. You know what I mean? We're just having a little situation.
It's ladies' night every night, but you know.
Yeah,
I
it's ladies' night every night, but you know, after further,
there you go.
So thank you for checking in. You know, we're just talking about some things right now. We're just talking about Sugar Ray Leonard when you called it, because they got the 30 for 30 on tonight on ESPN, and talking about the fights that he had with Roberto Duran or whatever.
Wow, I think I remember some of that fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm young, so you know.
Yeah.
But
we know.
Since of that fight, that was supposed to be that fight. That was a big deal back then. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. And you know, more to the point where the first fight, they kind of like, I think that, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard was kind of drawn in. You know, Roberto Duran started, you know, talking really sideways at him, and it made Sugar Ray mad. And Sugar Ray was like, I'm going to knock this dude out. And he really didn't want that with Roberto Duran. Roberto Duran was a beast.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he didn't want that. So he should have fought. He should have been Sugar Ray in the first fight. He wasn't Sugar Ray. He tried to slug it out with him, and, you know, he ended up losing the fight on the decision. It was a good fight, but he lost the decision. But the second fight, half fight, Joe, it was just like night and day.
you know what I mean? He was toying with Roberto Duran.
He was in his element.
Yeah,
his
yeah, most definitely. That's right. That's
and
right.
When you get drawn into somebody else's game, that's when you lose.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I think the second time around, he realized that I got to play my, I got to do my own thing. I got to do me. That's why he won.
Yeah. And they made a big thing about, you know, the, you know, him saying no mas, that he quit, Roberto Duran quitting. And then he came up, I remember that, because after the fight, it was like, oh, he had too much water. He didn't have enough water. He had a bad meal. He was, oh, come on, yo.
I mean,
all you needed was the violins and the sad man in the back. That's all you needed. You know? But, yeah, so you happen to be a Giants fan, do you?
I'm kind of disappointed in how things is going right about now.
Oh, hold on one second. Hold your thought. Miss Lavina, can we get an applause for that? She said she's kind of disappointed. Can we get an applause for that? Miss Lavina's slow on the draw tonight. She's watching Family Feud. I think the ones with Steve Harvey or whatever, but it's all good. Digging around with it. It's all good. She owes me an applause. There you go. Thank you. That's what it is. You gotta love them, man. That's what it is. But yeah, we, you know, as you said, you're kind of disappointed in the Giants. Can you explain that statement, please?
I'm just not impressed by what they're doing right about now. They should be better off where they are. I've been watching. You know, I saw like one of their games. I'm really more of a basketball player and a basketball fiend.
Okay.
But I also, you know, I watched the Jets this weekend, and I was kind of. I mean, I was looking at them, and I'm just like. You know, really? Come on, son. You know,
on, son.
And between them and the Giants and the silly mistakes. Making rookie mistakes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, come on, you know, you're throwing the ball away.
Mm,
it's
errors.
It's unbearable just to watch it.
Mm. All right, so we're gonna get you out of that frame of thought. You say basketball. So what's your we're gonna do the basketball previews next week and the week after. But what's your basketball team?
Listen, right about now, I think that I'm digging the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh boy.
Only because they're trying to stack the team. I don't know how they're gonna wear out with the injuries
with a bunch of retirees.
I'm kind of feeling them.
Huh?
I'm kind of feeling Brooklyn.
Okay. I hear you. I ain't mad at you. That's okay. We Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm going to ride out with my squad hard body.
You know what it is, though? But it's like it's money and losing. It's like they just keep on putting the money in there, and then it gets all amped up, and then it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know? At the end of the season,
yeah,
it's like you're
just
disappointed.
But I mean, as a Knicks fan, you just got to take the bitter with the sweet. They're trying, but they're stuck under a lot of bad contracts. Amari Stoudemire, I ain't gonna say no names. Amari Stoudemire. I mean, you know, we kind of got that little albatross on our neck that we got to get rid of. And hopefully, you know, they're saying that Amari should retire, and I'm hoping that he, you know, takes that message in the heat, so that'll free up some more money. But as long as he got that, you know, that money that we got to pay him, and he's kind of like holding us back.
And Knicks always do that.
Carmelo,
he always invest in people that, like, has their prime and already hurt.
Right.
And then they'll get players, and they'll trade players that go somewhere else and do their thing. Look at the profit.
Because the early 2000s, the Knicks was good for that, giving up all the draft choices. We had John Wallace. You know, we had some pieces, but they started giving them away for all these, you know, these bums.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it funky. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm gonna keep it 100,000 with you. You know what I mean? We got a bummy squad. We was digging in the crates like Diamond D.
They wanted money. You all broke up, and they still want to keep it.
That's what it is. No doubt. Giving away all that free money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like they build us up just to get us like, okay, yeah, we're gonna do it this year, and it's like.
What really happened?
I don't think I can take it anymore with the build up and the letdown. So I think I'm going to have to try and see what Brooklyn's going to bring.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, then you know, and I like players because now what they were doing was I didn't like how everybody was building like franchise players instead of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're starting to build teams back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm digging the scene of how they're getting a big man, they're getting a guard, and they're getting an off guard. That's what basketball was about. You know what I'm saying? Team playing. And now they're starting to go back to that. So I'd like to see what happens with these teams with basketball now. I think we got caught up in those and ones.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just lost their mind.
Right.
And then then you put all the pressure on that one person, and they break down. Then what?
Mm.
So now they're starting to build teams again. So hopefully this will be an exciting year. Because usually me and my people, you know, we like to watch the game, do the All Star. We like to do the, you know, we sit around, you know, bet on the All Star. We do all that kind of stuff. And it hasn't been exciting because everybody's been just about me.
Now we're
going to get to see what happens with the playoffs and the teams. And, you know what I'm saying? You really see endurance and you really see, you know, somebody's heart.
That's what it is, no doubt. You know? And you see, and you kind of like can follow that and you gravitate towards that. You know what I mean? If you see a team that's really trying or whatever, you know what I mean? That might be a squad instead of just going to the team that you know is going to win all the time. That gets boring too after a while. You know what I mean? You know, there's no competition. There's nothing really to challenge you.
What do you think about two teams, being a fan of two teams?
Two teams doing what?
Like, so being a fan of two teams.
For example, if you like one team in the AFC, that might be your favorite team, and then you have another team in the NFC that's your favorite team.
Nah,
you got to go with one team.
I got into this argument. I got into an argument behind that. Because
that becomes a nail biter for two teams. Then when they hit and see each other, it's like, oh, man, you don't know who to go with.
I do not believe in no two teams.
In defense of that, I would say this, because, you know, you have a team that you would live and die for, right? And you have two conferences. So my thing, and it was really never a problem to me. I say, my team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's my favorite team. Now, my AFC team, I don't buy their jackets, I don't buy their jerseys or none of that, I like the San Diego Chargers if I had to pick an AFC team. But what's the problem? I got an American League team. I got a National League team.
No,
I got an Eastern Conference team. I got a Western Conference team. Can I finish talking? Thank you.
Right.
I got an Eastern Conference team. I got a Western Conference team. Now, if I got my favorite team is Tampa Bay. If they play San Diego in the Super Bowl, I'm going for Tampa Bay because that's my team. So it's not like I'm falling back. If Tampa Bay has a bad season like they're doing now, San Diego won last night. You don't hear me talking no joke about San Diego.
I
got your point too. But you got a team. Yeah. You got a team. But I got an AFC team and I got an NFC team.
Both teams
are
out there playing, and you can't lose.
But halfway to my point, if Tampa Bay and San Diego was playing in the Super Bowl, I would pick Tampa Bay. Because it wouldn't be like, oh, I can't lose. Nah, Tampa Bay is my team. That's who I'm rocking with. That's all. That's it.
But you know what, man? With that's what's going around here this week in Indianapolis. You know, a lot of Indianapolis fans is born again Denver Broncos fans because of Peyton Manning. So now I know a lot of people that's getting Peyton Manning and Denver Bronco jerseys combined, getting the 18, getting the coach 8, the one side coach and one side Broncos, but that don't make sense to me. You gotta have
I don't understand that, but I don't know what to tell you, man.
You can like other teams. You can like other teams as just a fan of the sport, but you gotta roll with one team.
Right.
I mean,
team, and then you gotta have one that's just a backup. Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with having that? Tampa Bay Buccaneers is my ride or die team, and if they lose, I'm not gonna say like say when San Diego went to the Super Bowl, they played the 49ers. I wasn't bigging up the Chargers. I was like, oh, okay, the Chargers was in the Super Bowl, fine, but no problem.
I wasn't rooting
for them or nothing because I knew the San Francisco 49ers was gonna spank that behind. You know what I'm saying?
I just said,
the San Diego Chargers, they made it to the Super Bowl. Big deal. Natron Means and what's my man? Stan Humphries and all of that. And no, Courtney, I'm not looking at Google. That's how we get down after further review. But we're in the building. Can I get a round of applause? Or can I get the bell? Because I didn't get the bell because I got excellent. My big homie Lee, you in the building? You on the phone? You on the line with us? Hello?
Guess not. That was fast. But yeah, so you gotta let me know when they on the line because I didn't hear the bell. But yeah, so we working it out, man. Hard body karate, man. My team is my team. I'm rocking out my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Chargers could win the Super Bowl. You won't hear a peep out of me. That's just if you ask me who I like in AFC, I would say San Diego Chargers. That would be just it. It's not like I'm rocking them and I'm representing them and ooh, da 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 da. That's just what it is. But I get your point though. I know that fallback team and half jerseys and all that. I don't understand that. I don't get that.
If the Lions ain't winning, I ain't happy. I'm just watching the rest of the games because I love
right.
the sport.
I don't
care about nobody else.
That's it.
Right.
That's how I am.
Nobody.
I can care less.
Right.
I can care less
for
anybody.
And then
if they lose the
Super Bowl, I'd be like, I don't care. And then if the Lions lose the 1 o'clock game, watching all the 4 o'clock games, you'd be like, oh, ugh. I'd be like, so disappointed.
But all y'all doing is y'all saying what I do every week, man. My Buccaneers play, we lose, then I got to watch everybody else win.
Hey, listen, feel me on this.
I had Kia and Slate rocking with me for a minute. They had to get up and leave because they was tired of, you know, having the egos, and I'm the only one left with an egg, man. I need to get rid of it, but that's my team. I don't care. They can lose 50 games in a row. That's still my team.
Of course.
And you can laugh at me. You can do call me crazy. You can say what you want to say. That's still my team. I'm rocking out with them. Hard body. That's been my team forever, and that's my Buccaneers. Just like my Yankees, man. Just like my Yankees. I talk about it worse than somebody else will because that's my team, and I can do that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about it worse.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But we're gonna swing into a little basketball talk because we got about 15 minutes, and we're gonna get back into these game picks. What's your early prognosis on the basketball? As far as your Lakers, real quick here, because we're gonna try to get everybody in on this.
You know what? Lakers gonna do something this year. I'm not worried. They're gonna make the playoffs.
They're gonna do something, all right.
They're gonna rebuild.
Lakers will make the playoffs, and we're gonna make the playoffs. Kobe is sprinting now. He's sprinting. So that's a good sign for us.
Kobe needs to sit down.
Ladies' night is in the building. Definitely in the building.
Shay,
you want to get a word in edgewise? Courtney, I ain't heard from you in a minute, fam. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, no doubt. I just wanted to make sure you're still breathing, my dude, because the ladies is getting it in. What's your opinion, man, as far as basketball? Real quick, man. We're going to try to get everybody's opinion right quick.
We all right. We good enough for about a 6 seed, you know.
You're the Pistons, right?
Yeah, Pistons.
Okay.
I'm just worried about how our rotation's going to be. You know what I'm saying? It's only one ball. We got two halves on the squad now. Then we got to work in our big man down low.
Right.
So I don't know what the philosophy is going to be, but based on paper, we should be in at 6. You can pencil us in at 6 seed.
As a 6 straight. Ziggy, what you think about that, man? You concur with that opinion?
6 or 7 seed.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, Brandon Jennings, man, he had to go see the dentist or something, right?
Yeah, he out for 3 weeks.
Oh, he got a wizard out for 3 weeks?
Yes, he out for 3 weeks. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
He probably going to miss the first week of the regular season.
They said something about
the
bone or something in his jaw was broke or something like that.
He got a fracture. He got a hairline fracture in his jaw.
Is that from the game hitting him?
Definitely the game hit. That was funny. That was a funny one. That was hilarious.
Oh, that
I
was
like
for
that.
Real.
I know it was for real. That's why I said it was hilarious. I heard you. I got you. I got you. The mayor misses nothing. The mayor misses nothing. I got you. I got you on that.
Yeah, so.
But so Courtney, you Pistons, Ziggy's Pistons. Shay, what's your team? You your Pistons too?
I'm Miami Heat, baby.
Oh man, listen. This
dude.
He's a two-time champion. He's a two-time champion, so let him have the floor. Let him speak his piece.
Shay ain't never even been to Miami.
I've been to Miami a few times,
Courtney. Sorry, buddy. This is a three-peat. You know what I mean? Don Brown, we great get Mike Beasley in the shape, get his head on right. He's going to give us a few points off the bench. We only need Oden against a couple teams this anyway. You know what I mean? Just like the Hibberts. You know what I mean? Maybe the Brook Lopez is Brooklyn. We only need him against a couple teams, but this is a three-peat.
Okay.
Brian need at least one three-peat in his legacy. You know what I mean? He got to get this three-peat. No doubt about it. Miami Heat and we might shoot for that 72-10. Y'all heard it from me.
Wow.
He's making bold predictions.
Dwayne has to keep his mental passing together.
He's making bold proclamations like he invented the question mark or something.
I will say this too, Mayor. Yeah, the Lakers are not going to the playoffs.
Shay said the Lakers are not going to the playoffs.
The Pistons are better than the Lakers.
He said the Pistons. This is getting great. The Pistons are better than the Lakers.
The Pistons are better than the
Lakers. Nothing to basketball season.
Give me the Pistons over the Lakers.
We're going to have a defense this year, too.
Wow, so I mean, we're just getting it started. We're going to do the East Conference preview next week, the West Conference preview on the week after. But yeah, I'm feeling this basketball talk. I'm a Knicks fan, so I'm going to stick my nose in the situation, but I'm going to keep it real. We built for a second round. I mean, again, you know, we played, you know, well last year. Everybody got gassed off the 7-0, 25-7, and all that was never gassed because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know what I mean? And then, you know, as we put in a bigger number of games, you started seeing we started sliding down. Yeah, we made the playoffs. We won a first-round series for the first time in utter. We went to the second round, and basically the buck stopped there with the Knicks.
Well, the Knicks get you going, and then they just let you down.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But as far as, you know, keeping it from a realistic standpoint, you know, they can only go but so far. Because, first of all, you got two players that you're paying over $100 million to each clogging up the same position. When I say clog, I mean that literally. They both clog up. And when have they ever played together?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So we have a lot of problems. Yeah, I think we overachieved last year, to tell you the truth. I'm going to keep it funky with you. I think we over it, but we did good. I'm proud of them. But now to go from the 55-plus wins of last year to 48-45, that's not going to be a good look. We got to progress. We can't go backwards. Because like Half-Point said in the beginning, you know, the Brooklyn Nets is on the come up. They trying to take the city over. And as a Knicks fan, I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not really trying to hear that. Not at all. I'm orange and blue skies, Knicks tape all day.
You know.
That's right. Orange and blue skies, baby, Knicks tape all day. That's right. I take my team. You can have all your little Lakers and all that and this and that and the third. But, yeah, the Miami Heat, Shay is like the Miami Heat, going to walk right to a three-peat, huh?
Oh, please.
I don't think they're going to walk through a three-peat.
He said 72-10. So they got to win. They got to go 73-9, Shay. They got to go 73-9.
He's going to start bugging out because everybody's talking about LeBron and what LeBron is doing. If he's not healthy, it's a done deal.
Mm. Talking about playing in the post, too, a lot more, too? He might be right.
No.
He might have something going on there.
I hear that. That's what it is. But, yeah, we're going to slide back right quick. We're going to get back into this football situation right quick because we got to pick these games before we get out of here. I'm going to get some input. Kia, what game do you want to pick this week?
Being that it is
ladies' night, I'm going to make that happen.
The Clemson game.
We talking NFL right now. We're going to get into the Clemson game in a minute.
Okay. Let's pick the –
oh,
he's playing.
Oh, no, look at this.
What's the Sunday night game?
The Sunday night game is the Broncos and the Colts.
Yep, the Sunday night game. Let's pick the Jets. The Jets play the Patriots, right?
Jets play the Patriots.
Yeah, so this is a Thursday night game, right?
Huh?
Is that a Thursday night game?
No, Thursday night game is Seattle and Arizona.
I
want to
pick that game.
Seattle and Arizona?
Yeah, let's pick that game too.
Seattle and Arizona. Denver and Indianapolis. And what else?
Get it back,
man. You got Dallas and Philadelphia. You got Houston and Kansas City. You got Cincinnati and Detroit.
No.
You got Cleveland and Green Bay. You got Baltimore and Pittsburgh. The Monday night game is the Vikings and the Giants.
That's it, the Monday night game. It's the Giants get that first.
All right, Minnesota and the Giants, it is. All right, so we got three games. We got Seattle and Arizona, which is Thursday night. We got the Sunday night game, which is Denver and Indianapolis, and we got the Monday night game. That was easy enough. All right, so let's set this off right quick. Kia, who you got, Denver and Indianapolis?
Denver.
All right. Shay, who you got?
Denver.
Ziggy, who you got?
Colts.
Got you. Half-Pint, who you got? Huh?
Half-Pint got the Broncos.
Half-Pint got the Broncos. I like that. Let me see. Is T still on the line? I'm trying to chase you down. All right, she's on. I'm going to take Peyton Manning's homecoming back to Indianapolis. That would be the easy pick to take the Denver Broncos. Because Indianapolis' defense is nice, too, but I don't know. I'm going to take the Broncos. That's the easy pick. I need to get some wins because Bruce is in first place now, and I don't like that. So I'm going to take Denver. Seattle Seahawks and Arizona Cardinals.
You forgot somebody else. Isn't somebody else?
Who did I forget?
Courtney.
Courtney, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, my dude, I'm sorry. Who you got? Denver, Indianapolis?
Denver.
Courtney got Denver. Okay, no doubt.
Denver.
Okay. Kia, who you got, Seattle or Arizona?
Is that in Seattle or is that in Arizona?
It is in Arizona.
Arizona?
Yep.
I'm going with the card.
Got you. Halfway, who you got?
I don't know. Maybe Arizona.
You abstain from this one. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Shay, who you got, my dude?
I don't trust Carson Palmer. Give me Seattle.
Got you. Courtney, who you got?
Seattle.
Ziggy, who you got?
Seattle.
And I don't trust Carson Palmer. And Seattle on the road, this is definitely a winnable game for them. This is one that they should just mark down. But I'm thinking that I'm liking the Honey Badger. He's doing some things for Arizona.
Yeah, man. He is.
I like his game, man. But still, I ain't saying that they're gonna beat Seattle. See, I got Seattle. I'm with the crew on that one. Halfway abstain. All right, the Monday night game, we got Minnesota Vikings and the New York Giants will be the first appearance of Josh Freeman. Can the Giants win the game? What's going to go down? Kia, who you liking that one?
I'm going with the Giants to get that win.
All right. Half point, who you like?
I'm hoping for the Giants, but, you know, it is what it is.
Giants, got you. Ziggy, who you like, man?
G-Man.
Got you. Shay, who you got?
Me, the Vikings.
Shay for the Vikings. Vikings. Courtney, what you like, man?
I got the Vikings, too.
Okay, cousin, I got you. This one, man, I keep, poking my nose out for the Giants, man. They got to get one, man. Adrian Peterson, he might do some numbers. His fantasy owners might get some points this week. I'm going to rock with the Vikings. I think the Vikings might pull this one out. I'm going to see what they're going to do. And just in case, I just might put the jakes on them. The Giants might end up winning the game. But I'm going to take the Vikings in that one. Right quick, before we get out of here, we got the three college games that we're getting into. Kia, you already said that you want the Clemson, Florida State, right?
I'm on Clemson. Yeah, I'm going with Clemson.
All right. Hold on. We got to pick two more games.
Who's the Missouri game?
Let's see. I'm gonna pick big games. I'm not gonna pick the Alabama
Florida,
and Arkansas
Missouri,
game.
Florida.
Huh?
Missouri, Florida.
Yeah, Missouri and Florida. Okay, Ziggy, I like that one. Missouri and Florida. Okay. And let's see one we got on here. What about how's
who's
Iowa and Ohio State? You don't like that
no,
one.
No. Who's the UCLA game? Who's the UCLA game? The UCLA game.
UCLA.
Yeah.
UCLA playing Stanford. I don't
that's
want
game,
that one. Stanford.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that one. Stanford lost.
Yeah,
I don't want
that.
What about USC at Notre Dame?
Nah.
No.
Nah?
They don't have the spark no more.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They both suck this
year. Well, I mean, it is on NBC. Well,
Yeah, it's always going to be on NBC because that's their network.
Let's see what we got here. What we got here? Right to Iowa, Ohio State. Clemson to Florida State. Got that one. Washington State and Oregon.
Nah, that's gonna be a blowout.
Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee.
What about
TCU and Oklahoma State? What about that one? That should be a good one.
All right,
TCU, Oklahoma State. That's what we got. All right, so Kia, you say you got Clemson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Halftime, who you got?
I wait until the Cotton Bowl and all those holiday games come up in there. That's
right,
the only
no
time
doubt.
I really do the college bowl.
She abstained from the pick. Shay, who you got?
Seminoles.
Shay got Florida State. Courtney, who you got, my dude?
Clemson.
Ziggy, who you got?
Florida State.
Wow, this is crazy. Clemson and Florida State, the game of the weekend, man, you ask me. James Winston, Taj Boyd, quarterbacks going at it. Sammy Watkins, receiver for Clemson. Florida State's defense is nice. It's down in it's in Death Valley. I'm gonna take Clemson because it's in Death Valley. I'm gonna pick Clemson
Welcome
because it's
to
a home
Talk
game for
Radio.
Them.
If you desire to,
Florida and Missouri. Ziggy, who you got?
Missouri.
All right, Kia, who you got? All right, she's out there fixing the flat. Shay, who you got?
Missouri.
Shay got Missouri. Courtney, who you got?
I'm going to say Florida.
Okay, Courtney said he's going to rock out with Florida. Missouri, you know, was it a fluke, man? Was it smoke and mirrors, Ziggy, against Georgia?
We about to find out.
Did they keep that up against Florida?
About to find out, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to throw some faith at Missouri, man. I'm going to roll with them, man. Let's see what But their quarterback was hurt. Didn't their quarterback get hurt his shoulder?
Yeah.
For Missouri?
Yep.
He's out for the year.
He's out for the year. And what about Driscoll from Florida? Is he playing?
He's out too, I believe.
He's been out for the last three weeks, right? Yeah,
so Franklin
been out
and Driscoll out. The quarterbacks. Wow. All right. There you go.
You pick Missouri already? You picked the Missouri game already?
Yeah. I got Missouri. Who you got?
There's Missouri in Florida, right?
Yes.
I'm going Missouri.
Gotcha. All right, TCU and Oklahoma State. Kia, who you got?
Oklahoma State.
Gotcha. Ziggy, who you got?
TCU. Horned Frog.
Yes, sir. Shay.
TCU.
Shay got TCU. Courtney, who you got, fam?
TCU.
Gotcha. I think that one might be a little problem, but it's in Stillwater. I'm gonna rock Oklahoma State. We got another call on the line. Hold that thought for 1 second. Let me bring this in. Who we got? Mr. Bell. Who we got? Welcome to the bigger show. I don't know who you are, but welcome to the bigger show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on, Mayor? It's James, bro.
All right, what's up, James, man? They all over the place with this, man. My fault. Real talk, man.
No problem.
It's bugging me out. So we got to get you caught up real quick, James. We got Denver, Indianapolis. Who you got?
Broncos.
All right, got you. Seattle and Arizona.
Seattle.
Got you. Vikings and the Giants. That's the Monday night game.
Oh, man. Where's that one being played?
It's going to be – it's in MetLife.
MetLife.
Yeah.
The Giants got to win eventually.
Yeah, that's what I say. They got to win one eventually, but I'm still going with
the Vikings. They can't go 0-16.
Yeah. It'll only be 0-7. Yeah,
they're going to win.
Moonlight is burning, man. Who you got?
No, the Giants.
Okay, got you. The college games, we got Clemson and Florida State.
Man, that was going to be fun to watch.
That's
going to
be a
Death
great
Valley,
game.
Ain't it?
Yes, sir.
That's in Death Valley. I got to go with Clemson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Taj Boyd been playing like a monster all year.
All right. And we're going to see where Winston is at for real now, right? On the road.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, big game. We're going to see what it is with him. We got Florida and Missouri.
I don't know. Was that smoke and mirrors?
I just got to saying that. We're going to find out.
I think this is a letdown. They still partying after that win last week. Florida going to give it to them.
Got you. TCU and Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, so we got like 10 minutes left in the show, man, and I really appreciate everybody for calling in, checking in and all of that. It was, fun to have everybody kicking in with me and all that. And Courtney, man, appreciate you first time calling, man. I hope you enjoyed yourself, man. Looking forward to checking in with the show and all that and vibing with you, man, down the line. This is the part of the show right now. We're going to start a little early, man, because we got mad people. I'm going to get everybody in. This is the part of the show, man. We just go around the table with it, man. Let everybody say what they got to say before we get out of here for a week. Being that it's ladies' night and the ladies is in the building, I'm going to let Kia set it off. Say what you got to say before we get out of here.
Let it straight win. Say, that's what I'm feeling. Don't say nothing to me. Mm-hmm. Let me straight win.
I hear you. That's what it is. That's a story, and she's sticking to it. That's what it is. Half Pint, what's good?
Well, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody's ready when the basketball season comes. Because, like I said, y'all better look out for Brooklyn. Because Brooklyn is in the house.
We're going to go to a game at the Barclays Center, and I'm going to be throwing popcorn at you and all the berserk. I'm going to be throwing popcorn at y'all. We're going to have a popcorn fight in the Barclays. Shout out to you, Berserk. This is a team that's trying to etch their mark in New York.
They keep letting us down, so we gotta try something new. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I also want to thank you for having me on the show.
No doubt.
And, keep tuned, because I'm also doing a web show called The John Pint Show.
I checked it out. I like it. Don't y'all got to get ready to go on now?
Yeah, it actually comes on at 10 on rapstation.com.
Mm-hmm.
But you can catch us up on YouTube. It's, we're critiquing the hip-hop videos. We got some jokes going on, but it's really out of love of the game and trying to, you know, feed the minds of the youth as we try to, you know, preserve this hip-hop culture.
No doubt.
Happens.
And I'm going to see you at the Zulu anniversary, right?
I'm definitely trying to make it, y'all. We're not performing this year, but, you know, I definitely want to be there, especially for this, you know, this epic event. Absolutely. You know,
yes,
I'm trying
to
be down. So if I see you, don't act like you don't know a sister, man. Okay?
That's what it
like
is.
You know,
I'll be playing the wall. It's all good. But I'm in the building. Thank you for calling, though. No doubt. That's Half Pint from Son of Berserk. Shout out to Johnny Juice. Shout out to the whole unit out there, you know, Chuck D,
absolutely,
all of that. Dude, that's what it is.
And we're gonna I'm going to get you that drop.
Yes,
gonna work
yes
that drop.
Please. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what it is. Courtney, man, it's your first time, man. We're going to give you the floor, man. Say what you got to say before we get out of here, man.
All right. Wolverine's going to get it together this weekend by dropping a bomb on Indiana. So you probably put up 60 on them boys.
I hear you. That's what it is. That's what it is. And we appreciate you for calling, man. I hope you enjoyed yourself, man. Don't talk about me too bad
No, man. It was fun, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. No doubt, man. That's all it's about, family. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Ziggy, man, before we get out of here, what you got to say?
We down 2-1, and, I'm still rolling with my team. Bless you, boys.
I hear you. That's what it is. Salute. Shay, before we get out of here, man, what you got to say?
Let's go passing. Disrespect for Courtney. Let's go, IU. Beat Michigan down. Beat Michigan down. I'm gonna be on your head Saturday, Courtney. You better believe it.
The darts are being thrown. Real quick. T's in the building. Real quick. We got T in the building. She said Denver, Arizona, and Minnesota. Got you, T. That's the bell. Who we got on the line? I don't see what it is. Trying to figure it out. Loving my show right now. Who we got on the line? We got Lee in the building. Thanks for checking in at 9:53. What's good, lady?
I can't cut off.
Maybe you can get in.
What's going on?
And then I was sitting in the queue. I didn't know I had to press one, so I was.
We press one to get on the air. You're a Giants fan, right?
I'm Giants.
Okay, that's to be expected. It's all good. It's all good.
So
trying to find your way to a win. I can dig it.
It's all good. I'm sticking to my little Pop Warner kids.
You're sticking to how they doing?
The Mo Betters,
right?
Yep, the Mo Better Jaguars.
The Mo Better Jaguars. Are they doing better than the real Jaguars?
Yes, they are.
How many wins do they have?
There's 8 games. They are 6-2. 6-1.
I'm sorry. I ain't mad at that. All right, so I mean, you know, it is what it is. We, you know, thank you for checking in. We was just doing our last, you know, go rounds. We go around the table and everybody say what they say. But I appreciate you for calling in anyway. You know what I mean? And this ladies' night and all that good stuff right there. Any wishes you want to send to your New York Giants before they go out there on Monday night and play the Vikings and something bad happen?
No.
Okay.
I've been sent them 6 weeks of
yes,
of
6 weeks of doo-doo.
They still my boys though.
I hear you. Eli just got to get him some glasses or something. So he keep throwing to the wrong team, but he'll be all right. He'll be all right. Let's see when we get out of here. We got Courtney, we got Kia, we got Tish, we got Shay, we got Half Point. Yeah. So man, another one, man, going down,
hey.
Man.
James.
How could I forget late calling James? James, you got anything to say before we get out of here, my dude?
Go Tigers. It still ain't over. go Blue.
Got to hear what he said. Maybe that was the Tiger situation. I wanted to ask
him
about that, too.
Go Big Blue.
He said go blue.
I think he was talking about Michigan.
I think he was talking about Michigan.
That's another loss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't talk because my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we in the same boat with you. So,
I know.
I don't know when we're going to win a game, but I'm used to that, though. Quick score update, man. Bottom of the fifth, St. Louis Cardinals 3, Los Angeles Dodgers 2. That's game 4, the National League Championship Series, 3-2 Cardinals. Again, man, if you didn't get a chance to check out the 30-30 tonight about the Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran's fights, make sure you check that out. Check out the Divas, man, tomorrow night. They do their thing, hard body karate. The Belvins do their thing on Thursday nights, man, and Friday it's Rich with the entertainment tip. Sunday, Miss Lavina does her thing on the gospel note, and then Tuesday you'll be back here with the mayor. I'm going to do the show on Monday with the Unsigned Artist Radio, so check me out on Monday night while the Vikings is doing their thing to the Giants, right, Lee? And then we'll be back here again next Tuesday, man, with the NBA preview. We're going to talk about the Eastern Conference and all that. Shout out to everybody who called in, man. Angie was on the early check-in, my man Ziggy. Shay, thanks a lot, man. T, I see you. Kia, you know what it is. Half Pint from the world-famous son of Berserk. Thank you. Courtney, first time caller and all that. Appreciate you. Lee, thanks for checking in. Everybody, man, we do this, man, every Tuesday night, man. We talk sports, man. You know, we have fun doing it, but we definitely know what we're talking about. We talk sports like we talk sports. It's after further review in the building, man. Once again, the games that we picked, Denver and Indianapolis, Seattle and Arizona, Minnesota and the Giants, the college games that we picked, Clemson and Florida State, Florida and Missouri, TCU and Oklahoma State. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the listeners. We see you. Check me out every morning or after further review. Yo, Diz, Jerome, where you at? I need to holler. Jerome, it ain't that bad, man. The Giants gonna win a game eventually. check me out, man. Next week, man, same time. We'll be here, man, to get it in on the sports tip, man. This is the mayor, man. I'm about to sign off, man. Big Rich, Miss Lavina behind the board. Give yourself a round of applause. Another one went down. So lovely. So hard body. Give yourself a round of applause. There you go. That's what it is. Yo, this is the man. I'm out of here. We'll talk to you next week, man. She can tell us after further review. Out.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayo on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season.
8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view, after further review, you know what to do.